Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. 99 cent coffee, any size, any time. Rich is from Georgetown. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, guys.
How hey.
Hey, we're doing good. Who do you drive for?
FedEx.
Hey, nice.
You guys got those robots up there in New Hampshire, right?
I just are on the TV myself. I never even heard of it.
Oh.
You're like, wait, guys, nope. Do I still got a job?
We're good.
Hard pass.
Is this Skynet?
Well, you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Rich.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. Rich, you get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. If you tie, you lose. Kennedy is now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of these questions, and she's got 2,665 wins, only 222 losses. Are you ready?
I am.
Joey Fatone says that he teared up while performing with Ariana Grande at Coachella last weekend.
Because it was so bad.
Which reality show singing competition was Fatone on earlier this year?
I'm going to say The Voice.
Question number two. Today in 1966, the Boston Celtics announced Bill Russell was their new coach, making him the first black coach in NBA history. Who is the current coach of the Celtics?
Brad Stevens.
Question number three. Will Smith says he thought some of the criticism of his genie in the new Aladdin was, quote, very funny. Who voiced the genie in the original Aladdin movie?
The genie, Robin Williams.
Question number four. James Holzhauer earned a record-setting amount of money on Jeopardy last night again, I think breaking his own record. He's behind only one man in total earnings in Jeopardy history. The other man made national headlines when he won 74 straight games and earned over $2.5 million. What was his name?
I don't know.
Question number five. According to a running joke on the TV show Arrested Development, there's always money where?
Always money. Don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio,
oh
please.
Kennedy!
They say the bank.
Yeah. Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Kennedy. Hey, Kennedy, welcome back.
Oh, yikes.
Dang.
That's a burn.
Rich got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Joey Fatone says that he teared up while performing with Ariana Grande at Coachella this last weekend.
Maybe that explains the singing.
Thank you. Next.
Thank you. Next.
Which reality show singing competition was Fatone on earlier this year?
The Masked Singer. Giant liar.
1-0. Question number two. Today in 1966, the Boston Celtics announced Bill Russell was their new coach, making him the first black coach in NBA history. Who is the current coach of the Celtics?
Brad Stevens.
2-1. Question number three. Will Smith says he thought some of the criticism of his genie in Aladdin was, quote, very funny. Who voiced the genie in the original Aladdin movie?
Robin Williams.
3-2. Question number four. James Holzhauer earned a record-setting amount of money on Jeopardy last night, again breaking his own record, and now he's only behind one man in total earnings. That guy made a little over $2.5 million. What was his name?
Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings is correct.
Took him 74 games. This guy's going to do it in like 11.
Right?
Yeah, right?
Oh, really?
Baller.
It's crazy. This guy, if he's on this pace, he should get it, yeah, in the next 2 weeks or so.
4-2. Question number five. According to a running joke on the TV show Arrested Development, there's always money where?
In the banana stand.
There is always money in the banana
Woo!
Stand. That is a sweep, Rich. Woof. Buddy, you didn't even see what's coming, did you?
Nope.
Nah. Nope.
Nope. Nope. All right, Rich, you don't get the cash, but I do have a $75 grocery store gift card courtesy of Hellman's. This Easter, Hellman's is helping moms across Massachusetts bring special recipes to their dinner table. Today's Hellman's featured Easter recipe is Hellman's herb-encrusted russet potatoes. Ooh. Visit yummy. Hellman's.com for the recipe, Kennedy.
Okay.
All right, Rich, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Rich. I can't be Kennedy again.
Oh, Rich has been there before. He knows the deal.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kempi Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Amanda is from East Bridgewater. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Amanda is a twin. Her sister is Sam. So Amanda is leaving home, or leaving work, right? And your sister is driving into work.
Correct.
Okay.
Do you guys also have that telekinetic link that all twins have?
Only when we're playing board games.
Okay. There you go.
Oh.
Let's see.
That's good, though.
See what happens today.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Amanda?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy's now left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Who's older, Amanda, you or Sam?
Sadly, Sam.
Mm-hmm. Joe, never let you forget it, right?
Yeah, always a bone of contention.
No, not at all.
Yeah, Courtney, one of my twins, is 6 minutes older than Kristen, and she still holds it over her head to this day. All right, here we go. Get more right than Kennedy. You win. Don't tie, okay? Question number one. Patton Oswalt and Andy Richter are expected to testify in Conan O'Brien's stolen jokes trial. Is he being accused of stealing jokes? I didn't realize that. Oswald played Spence on which Kevin James-led sitcom?
Oh, King of the Hill? I don't know.
King of the what?
King of the Hill.
Question number two. Today in 1966, The Sound of Music won Best Picture. What is the name of the family Julie Andrews' character leaves the convent for to go be a governess for?
I've never even seen that movie.
Oh. Sorry.
Question number three. A list of celebrities with high IQs includes Quentin Tarantino, Conan O'Brien, and Matt Damon, who have a 160. Name the Tarantino movie about a jewelry heist gone wrong where all the robbers are given fake names like Mr. Pink and Mr. White.
I don't watch Quentin Tarantino.
Sam is disappointed today.
Question number four. A bar in Chicago is making a drink called the Clooney. It's got George Clooney's face frozen into one of the ice cubes, and it costs $25.
That's amazing.
True or false? George Clooney is from Chicago.
False.
Question number five. Pink was spotted cleaning her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame earlier this week.
Mm.
She used a scrub brush and soap to make it spotless. Does Pink have over or under three songs to hit number one in the country? So more or less than three songs?
More.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh,
came
so
on strong
close.
At the end.
So close. I don't know if that's really coming on strong.
Well, she got two.
Yeah.
Right.
At the end.
At the end.
So, yeah.
All right, Kennedy, two out of five right. I wouldn't call it coming on strong.
What would you call it then? She got two right at
stumbling
the end.
Stumbling into two right at the end.
She didn't stumble in.
All five of these are pretty easy. Let's be honest here. Kennedy, are you ready?
I guess.
Patton Oswalt and Andy Richter are expected to testify in Conan O'Brien's stolen jokes trial. Oswald played Spence on which Kevin James-led sitcom?
King of Queens?
1-0. Question number two. Today in 1996, The Sound of Music won Best Picture. Name the family Julie Andrews' character leaves the convent to go be a governess for.
The Von Trapps.
2-0. Question number three. A list of celebs with high IQs includes Quentin Tarantino, Conan O'Brien, and Matt Damon. All have a 160, apparently. Name the Tarantino movie about a jewelry heist gone wrong where all the robbers are given fake names like Mr. Pink and Mr. White.
Reservoir Dogs.
3-0. Question number four. A bar in Chicago is making a drink called the Clooney, and it's got George Clooney's face frozen into one of the ice cubes and will cost you $25. True or false, George Clooney is from Chicago?
False.
He
Sausage
is from Kentucky.
King of Chicago.
4-1. Question number five. Pink was spotted cleaning her own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Celebrities, they're just like us.
Does she have more or less than three songs to hit number one in the country? More or less?
It's got to be more.
So what? Just give me a reason. Raise your glass and Lady Marmalade.
There it is.
Wow. Nice job, Kennedy.
I like a nice marmalade.
5-2 is the final score. I'm sorry, Amanda, you don't get the win. Kennedy does. You don't get the cash. But I do have four tickets into the zoo. You can explore and play at Boston's Franklin Park Zoo or Stone Zoo this April vacation. Two zoos, one wild week. Visit zoonewengland.org for information about that. But you've got the tickets for free, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Amanda from East Bridgewater, and I can't be Kennedy.
All right, now we got to get Sam on the show to see how she does.
Okay.
See if she comes on strong at the end.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't going to win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Christy is from Winchester. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Christy is driving right now up to the White Mountains for 3 days. Now, are you going to be doing some camping or?
No, I'm going to stay at a hotel.
Okay. I went up there, took my son up there camping over the summer, and I got to tell you, you got to call people and let them know where you're going to be, because once you get up to the top, there's no cell phone service up there, Kennedy.
That's how I like
off
it.
The grid.
Yeah, you're completely off the grid up there. It's beautiful. Well, you kick
kids at home. It's okay to be off the grid.
Right.
You're right.
Good girl.
I need that.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Christy?
I'm going to try.
All right. Good luck.
She's going to set the grid on fire and walk away from it. That's what she's going to do.
I'm over.
Fireball.
Sorry. Second time I had.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Christy, you get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. You tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,667 wins, 222 losses, and she is now in that other room. Question number one. Comedian Jeff Dunham turning 57 today. He's a pretty unique stand-up comedian because he does what?
He uses puppets.
What are they called?
Oh, come on. I know what they're called.
Okay, so tell me.
They're puppets.
They're puppets.
I would give it to her.
You want to give it to her?
I'd give it to her. Yeah. Okay. Puppets. It's puppets.
Question number two. Rob Gronkowski dented the Patriots' newest Super Bowl trophy at a Red Sox game. He tried to bunt with it. Was he safe? I didn't see if he scored or not.
I think it was a suicide squeeze.
Which Red Sox player won the league MVP last year?
Oh, I'm a big Red Sox fan, too, and I'm going to kick myself if I get this wrong. Let's say Mookie Betts.
Question number three. Terry Crews is showing off his physique in the latest issue of Men's Health.
He looks good on that piece of pizza.
Look it up.
He plays Sergeant Terry Jeffords on which TV show?
NYPD Blue. I know I got that wrong.
Question number four. On this date in 1987, The Simpsons premiered as a short cartoon on the Tracy Ullman Show. Who was the chief of police of Springfield on The Simpsons?
I don't remember.
Question number five. Cardi B wears a latex outfit and gives Offset a lap dance in their new video, Clout.
It's like their home life.
What is the name? It's more like what her job too, right? What is the name of the upcoming stripper movie that she stars in alongside Jennifer Lopez?
Oh my goodness, I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Neither does America, so don't worry. You're not far behind on that.
Wow, harsh.
Welcome back,
you're
Kennedy.
Right, harsh. Thank you.
Christy got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done.
These are tough, Kennedy. Question number one, comedian Jeff Dunham turning 57 today. Pretty unique stand-up comedian act because he does what?
He's a ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist. That is correct, Kennedy.
Great on the radio.
I know, right?
Tied at one. Question number two. Rob Gronkowski dented the Patriots' newest Super Bowl trophy at a Red Sox game. He tried to bunt with it.
Hey, everybody's in work now.
Oh, that's all right.
I love it.
It's like spring break. Hey, guys, hey. Going to see your frogs.
We're getting ready to wrap up the day. They're just getting into work. Woo!
You know, it's funny because some of our coworkers always comment that we leave the door of the studio open and the other stations in the building all have it closed. Like, they don't want to be associated with their coworkers. We like having them around.
I don't mind the noise.
I don't.
Well, they don't come in. They know better than that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's Kennedy, which Red Sox player won the league MVP last year?
Mookie Betts?
Good guess.
Damn.
Tied at two. Question number three. Terry Crews is showing off his physique in the latest issue of Men's Health. He plays Sergeant Terry Jeffords on which TV show?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Which network is it on?
3-2. Your mom's. Question number four.
Oh, burn! Pat, I'm sorry.
Pew, pew.
On this date in 1987,
collateral damage.
The Simpsons premiered as a short cartoon on the Tracy Ullman Show. Who was the chief of police of Springfield on The Simpsons?
Chief Wiggins?
Ooh.
Dang it. Was I close?
Mr. Wiggum.
Wiggum.
Wiggum. Close.
One of the best characters on the show.
3-2. Question number five. Cardi B wears a latex outfit and gives Offset a lap dance in their newest video, Clout. What is the name of the upcoming stripper movie she stars in alongside Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, I don't know.
It's called Hustlers, Kennedy.
Right, Hustlers.
3-2 is the final score. Man, Kennedy, you were on a roll. You had gotten everyone right today.
Yeah, wrecked my sweep. I blame Dan because he brought it up when we were off mic. You don't talk about the streak when it's happening.
Christy, you don't get the cash. But you do get yourself a pair of tickets to Happy Place. It's an interactive, immersive art exhibit dubbed the most Instagrammable pop-up in America. Located at 500 Boylston Street, Happy Place is open now through June 2nd, so you'll enjoy that, all right?
Well, that's great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have fun on your trip. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Christy from Winchester, and I just got beat by Kennedy.
Aww.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.